Union University presents Faculty Focus, a series of podcasts illuminating the benefits of academic research leave. Faculty members at Union are awarded research leaves that vary in length from a semester to a full academic year. These concentrated studies frequently result in new publications and updated material for classroom teaching, but each experience is unique. Join us now as we document and showcase another research leave experience at Union University.
Welcome to another edition of Faculty Focus. I'm Mark Kaler, and with me today is Cindy Jane, the Associate Provost at Union University. Cindy, welcome.
Thank you.
You're going to talk to us today about your experience, and you are probably among the most frequent flyers at Union. In fact, I covet your frequent flyer miles. I always tell you that. You do a lot of traveling, and you've done a lot of traveling in the Far East. Let's just start, briefly describe what you did during this time of research. I guess this started as sort of a research leave, but it didn't quite work out the way you expected.
That's exactly right, Mark. I was given the leave because Union had agreed to partner with some other institutions and with a consortium that we are a part of, the Global Consortium for Global Education, and develop plans for a conference at Qingdao University in the coastal city of Qingdao. Many people might remember that Qingdao was the site of the sailing events for the Olympics. And it is a beautiful city. The university there is a very strong university in China, one of the best. And we were delighted to have this opportunity to partner with them. The original idea was that I would spend several months in Qingdao helping to prepare for the conference, but in the way of many things international, it didn't quite turn out that way.
You have to be pretty flexible, don't you?
That's one of the first things we say to our students that we send abroad and to faculty who are looking at international opportunities. Flexibility is key. But the opportunity to have that semester to devote some additional time to my own preparation for the conference, and also to take a look at where we were as an institution and where we wanted to be as an institution was invaluable to me. Although I didn't spend the months ahead of the conference in Qingdao, the fact that I did not go until just prior to the conference gave me the opportunity to spend some additional time after the conference was over. We always have a research group that goes out with our Master of Arts in Intercultural Studies program. This team of students does collaborative field research for about 5.5 or 6 weeks during the summer. And we had tasked the 2006 team to work in Qingdao with the conference and then move to a neighboring city, Yantai. And so I was able to actually go with the team and the faculty member and spend some time there observing them, being a part of some of the activities that they were involved in. It was a wonderful opportunity for me to have that kind of in-depth experience with our students. But we were able then to, I was able to go with another smaller team through the Consortium for Global Education to a city in Thailand, Lampang, Thailand. There's a small university there, Yonok University, whose president at that time was a Baylor graduate. And so we have a strong affinity with their programs and with that school, and be a part of an English as a Second Language conference for Thai teachers. These were about 100 Thai teachers involved in secondary and university education, English education in Thailand, in the area around Chiang Mai and Chiang Rai and Lampang. So it was an excellent opportunity for me. We have a number of We have a very strong TESL program here, and this gave me a firsthand opportunity to hear from both Thai teachers and international teachers of English in Thailand what some of the most important issues in English language education are for them. It was an excellent opportunity to expand my own horizons and bring back, I think, some valuable information for our students here.
There seems to be a real hunger, especially in Thailand, but I saw it when I traveled mm-hmm. to China, learning English as that second language. There's a real opportunity there, I think, right?
There is, and I think there's an opportunity for us at Union to lead the way in preparing our students to go out not simply as English speakers who want to have the experience of helping people learn English abroad, but as experienced second language professionals.
I think even the best prepared students at mm-hmm. Union are bound to be a little intimidated when they actually go over to a country such as Thailand where things, the culture and so many mm-hmm. things are different than maybe what they're used to here in West Tennessee. It's tough to prepare someone fully for that, but it sounds as if your experience mm-hmm. certainly led the way in maybe making this a little bit easier.
Hopefully it did. And I think what it helped me to understand the importance of preparing our students to be interculturally aware and to develop intercultural communication skills that move them beyond the second language classroom here in the United States to the reality of living in another culture and understanding both the differences in the teacher-student dynamic and the particular issues that students will have in learning English within that language framework.
Mm-hmm. And it's really impossible to study a language without also studying the culture. You really can't do it.
You can't do it. And it is very important for us to understand what we are bringing into another culture when we teach English in that culture. Language is culture laden, and it's inextricably connected to culture. We can't separate them, and we don't want to, but that carries with it a responsibility to understand exactly what we are teaching and how we are teaching it.
Talk a bit about these relationships that Union is building with other universities. You mentioned several universities, I think one in Qingdao and one in Thailand. That, I would think, is very important as we move forward, as we become a more global society, as Union tries to find opportunities mm-hmm. for its students to study in other cultures.
That's so true. And we often enter into relationships that we call partnerships, but that really aren't true partnerships. They don't include the kinds of growing, deepening relationships, student to student, faculty to faculty, administration to administration, that lead to real partnerships that are long-term relationships that build programs and offer opportunities for years to come. And there's no doubt that this leave gave me the opportunity to observe more in depth the kinds of things that are important in developing those partnerships institution to institution. So that was an invaluable part of all of this.
And you bring that back here to Union when you teach and when you work on the programs that you are so much a part of here. I would think that experience mm-hmm. really transfers back.
Absolutely. There's never a new opportunity that I begin to work with that I don't think of these experiences and what I learned, the mistakes that we made and the opportunities that we have for improvement. Certainly the conversations with Qingdao University and the other universities that I worked with while I was on this leave continue to this day and will continue. They opened a lot of doors for us.
So much is written, so much is talked about in connection with China these days. Mm-hmm. Many people look at them and see this emerging economy. It's becoming so strong. And I would think that as time goes on, it's very important for people in the United States to have connections, to have relationships within China.
That's certainly true. China is enormous in so many ways in its economic power, but right now especially, but also in just the sheer numbers of people who will have a cultural and a linguistic and an economic impact on the world for years to come. It's very important for us to understand the history of the Chinese peoples, and also the struggles that they face now as this economy booms, and they go through a transition period that stretches them in many ways. We have many ways to partner with people in China and the other countries of that area of the world.
We've been speaking today with Cindy Jane, the Associate Provost at Union University. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was a delight. Thank you, Mark.
You've been listening to Faculty Focus, a production of Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. Union integrates top-tier academics with Christ-centered learning in more than 100 fields of study. Union University, excellence-driven, Christ-centered, people-focused, future-directed.